friends, I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, we begin in the Middle East, where it's the 100-day mark of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Families demanding the return of the more than 100 hostages still being held that were kidnapped on October 7th. The American media virtually silent on reporting on them. There appears to be no end in sight to the fighting. Anti-Israel protests in Washington, D.C., calling for a permanent ceasefire to end the war in Gaza. To politics now. Despite freezing cold temperatures, candidates campaigning in Iowa this Sunday, a historic cold forecast for Monday night during the caucuses. So how are the candidates responding to the weather? First, you'll hear from former President Donald Trump, then Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
In other news, President Biden in Pennsylvania.
What do you say to members of your own party who are saying you needed congressional authorization for last night's strike?
They're wrong, and I sent up this morning when the strikes occurred exactly what happened.
President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now. Detroit's North American International Auto Show moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September, where it's been held over the past 2 years. In USA Sports, the University of Alabama picking Washington's Kalen DeBoer to replace legendary coach Nick Saban. He's flown to Alabama late Friday night to meet with the team. Here's USA's Jim Berg on the story.
The college football landscape will be changing forever. Nick Saban is moving on to the next chapter in his life. The Alabama head coach has announced his retirement. In a statement released late Wednesday, Saban said that the 17 years spent in Tuscaloosa weren't just about wins and losses, but about legacy and how they went about it. The goal has always been to help players create more value for their future. He went on to say, "Alabama will always be considered home." I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.